This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now for our next story. Despite a surplus of IT graduates, a staggering 96% of employers in Malaysia surveyed by online recruitment firm JobStreet complain of a shortage of applicants.
The reason for this is due to lack of job seekers with suitable skills to meet the requirements of a changing landscape where companies are going digital. JobStreet said this in its 2019 Jobs Outlook report released today.
So JobStreet Malaysia country head Gan Bok Herm told a press briefing that IT and digitalization may not necessarily mean the same skills. The top five digital skills sought by employers are for digital marketing, software and application development, e-commerce, big data analytics, and database. And this actually kind of embodies a recurring nightmare I have, where I wonder how long it's going to take before the things that you study, before the things that you know how to do go obsolete. And I think that's especially true for people who are graduating right now, who have been graduating over the last 5 years or so within this very highly competitive, constantly changing space. It's like, well, yeah, I'm studying this, but who knows how long, you know, who knows how long more this technology is going to be used or these skills are going to matter?
Well, the counterpoint to that is to keep learning regardless of, you know, whether you're still in school or not, right? That's how you would counter. And I think lifelong learning is the main solution to this, is the main panacea to solving the problem of not being skilled enough. Well, eventually, I think even the lack of skills listed here, like, you know, big data analytics and database, that's eventually going to become a blue-collar job.
Yeah, I completely get that. I think that as things change, you are going to always have to re-up your learning. But like I said, a part of that scares me quite a bit. It's not that I dislike learning. Mm. I really do enjoy it. But the idea that it's... I guess the idea that I have to do it for the sake of my job, not for the sake of pleasure.
Right.
That the fact that I have to do it in order to remain hireable. And I mean, I'm thankful that this doesn't apply to me. I don't see it applying anytime soon. I'm not the most technical person in the world. But who knows? I mean, in the future, there might be a point in time where I look at a new industry and think, I really want to be a part of that. And perhaps it might be moving too quickly for me to catch up by then.
Right. But the other point also is because, it's related to soft skills that a lot of our undergraduates don't have, which, based on many surveys, based on many reports, they cite that we have low proficiency in English language. We lack soft skills like creativity, communication, and critical thinking. So I think if we have those skills locked down instead, it might take away some anxiety that, you know, you have and other many others share about, you know, your skills basically having an expiry date.
Yes. I think that point about hard skills and soft skills, as well as ongoing training, right? I mean, are companies offering that to people?
Yeah.
Is that something that we've opened the door to? But let us know. I mean, especially if you are working in the IT industry or if you've been looking for a job recently, have you found that what you learned in school didn't necessarily match up to the job description that companies are actually offering and looking for? That number to WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Corinne Pham, a software engineer at MyBump Media. So stay tuned for that. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Building Fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
This is the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are discussing how, despite the fact that we are seeing this huge amount of information technology grads emerging, 96% of employers in Malaysia surveyed by JobStreet complained that there is a shortage of applicants. So we're trying to understand this mismatch that seems to have appeared between the idea of what people have graduated with and what companies are looking for. Let's cross over now to Corinne Pham, a software engineer at MyBump Media. Thanks for joining us. So have you personally found that candidates lack certain essential skills that are necessary for the job scope?
I do feel like they do lack the skills required because in certain instances, we don't know what the job market is going to look like when we graduate. So it's hard to predict what kind of skills they expect from us. Specifically for IT, I think it's part of it is the nature of our field in the sense that we are in a field that evolves really fast. So what was popular when you joined the uni may not be, you know, current anymore by the time you graduate. And people can't predict this, you know, like technology evolves, it can't be helped. For example, crypto is a huge thing now, right? But like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, unis can't predict this to put in your curriculum. So I think main contributing factor would be the fact that just the nature of our industry.
Why do you think IT graduates don't have these skills?
Part of it is lack of interest. So a lot of people think that the tech industry is very lucrative. So a lot of graduates, you know, they jump into it. Your parents tell you you should take a degree and everything because you're going to make a lot of money. But when you don't have the interest, you're not going to develop the skills needed. Because it's not something as straightforward as, for example, accounting or business, where you have a certain skill set that you work on and you continually develop that skill set. In tech, it's more like you have to keep up with the times, you know, and you can't expect your university to do that for you. And if you don't have the interest in a field, you're not going to keep up with the times. So when you graduate, you're not going to have the skills required.
Right. And when you are looking to hire, are you willing to overlook someone who might not have the necessary skills and instead provide them with training?
For sure. I think it depends on the company. But from my experience, I think no company hires a fresh grad expecting you to, you know, jump out of the box and start contributing immediately. They will definitely have like a training period, but you expect a fresh grad to have certain basic skills, but you will definitely train them. Usually, I think at a basic level, you'd expect them to at least have the interest. And, you know, we are in the age of the internet, right? So if you're interested in IT and you've taken at least some initiative, you're going to jump in with at least some level of skill. I think it's hard to say that someone interested in tech would have zero level of skill. So for one, showing initiative is a thing. But once you've shown initiative, I'm sure you are able to demonstrate at least some level of skill. If you are completely... You know, you have zero level of skill, but you say you have interest. How, it's a bit hard, right? For example, one thing that I wanted to get into was, which I am in now, I suppose, was full stack web development, right? And the stuff that your uni teaches you is so basic that it helps you get your feet wet, but it doesn't really show you everything that's out there. So part of it was, job requirements, but it's also because it's the job that you really want, right? So, you have to go out there and you have to look for your own resources in order to expand your skills, in order to get that job that you want. So yes, in my experience, I definitely had to go through that by myself.
So a survey shows that the top 5 digital skills Malaysian IT companies are looking for are digital marketing, software and app development, e-commerce, big data analytics and database. Do you find that there is a disconnect between the skills that fresh grads are emerging with and what the market is asking for?
For sure, because graduates, especially the ones that just follow along with the uni curriculum, they are not going to have almost any of the skills that you mentioned because, like I said, the curriculum can't evolve fast enough, right, to keep up with what the market wants. But I will say that there's a small percentage that of graduates that will keep up and actually develop the skills by themselves. So for majority of graduates, for sure, they won't graduate with the skills that the market wants. There is definitely a disconnect.
Okay, so would you have been able to meet these requirements based on what you learned at university or at previous jobs?
Based purely on university, I would say it's really difficult. Based on what I've learned at previous jobs, I probably yes, actually. Part of the things that contribute greatly to a developer skill or like an IT person skill is being able to learn from someone who's better than you, which I feel is lacking in universities right now. So once you jump on board any job, you know, no matter what level or what skill you're trying to learn, being able to partner up with someone or pair up with someone and learn from them, shadow them, it contributes to your learning curve a lot.
So how can graduates expand their skill set to meet what employers are asking for?
For one, find your interest, because if you don't know what you're interested in, you won't know what to expand in. If you just look at market trends, disregarding what your actual interest in, you are going to burn out very, very fast. Beyond that, I would say you have to, you know, practice. You have to find projects you're passionate about, build projects that you're passionate about, find a community of developers who are good at what they do and, you know, learn from them. People see IT people as, you know, people are locked up in a room and just programming all day. But the truth is, if you don't socialize within this community, you're not going to learn a lot. You actually need a lot of communication in this line of work, and community of developers really does help.
Do you think that this, you know, this kind of mismatch might be encouraging more people to have their own startups because they just can't meet what companies want?
I want to say no, because, you know, starting a startup isn't just like, oh, I can't find a job, so I'm going to start my own company. It's very hard because I think a lot of working at my bump, I think there's a lot of love that goes into a startup. You can't just go into it, you know, half-heartedly, I would say. So, no, I don't think that not me being able to meet the industry standard is making people make their own startup. If anything, I think if you can't meet the market standard or if you don't meet the market requirement, maybe you need to look into whether or not this field is really right for you.
Corinne, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on this. That was Corinne Pham, a software engineer at MyBump Media, offering her perspective on this seeming mismatch that occurs between what IT graduates have obtained from university and then what employers are looking for, which has resulted in apparently 96% of employers in Malaysia complaining of a shortage of applicants. Now, we wanted to hear from you about whether or not this has lined up with what you've seen as well in your own job search or maybe in your own hiring process. Are you finding that there is, you know, the sort of skill set that isn't there? Are you also worried about being able to keep up, as I am? WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Kay says, our public tertiary education hasn't even embraced machine learning in most related disciplines, even masters. It was disconcerting for me after the first semester.
I always wonder with these cases what the holdup always is. Is it the bureaucratic process that's holding up our courses from being able to move with the times? Is it that when lecturers come up with courses, with program plans, do they have to go through the steps of having the board or something go through it first before they are able to teach the students? And then when that happens, this current batch that will enter in that same year will not be able to learn what the next batch is likely going to learn.
But maybe that's just a fact, isn't it? This idea that the batch-based learning, that you're going to be learning different things. Mm. Because again, with the speed of developments and the speed of relevance changing constantly. For example, I mean, when I first started working in a digital agency, we hired somebody particularly because he was good at Flash. Yep. And of course, that very, very, very quickly became completely obsolete. And he found himself, entirely at odds with all the projects that we were getting. We had to kind of insert Flash elements just so that you could justify his employment. And that is kind of an insane way to work. But at the time, it would have been relevant. You know, I'm sure when he studied it, when he decided to do that particular unit in university, it made sense. But little do you know.
Yeah, I think that's the same for my course when I did mass communications as well. I found that a lot of the things that I had learned there didn't necessarily translate directly to what I was doing. Maybe that's not so bad a thing because then you adapt whatever skills you learn from there to mass comm. But of course, my course is not super technical. It's not an IT course. So I imagine that it's significantly different that, you know, the base skills you learn from uni don't add up at all to what you have to pick up when you're in the workforce.
Anwar says the flip side is that companies don't have a proper technology roadmap. Do they blame the employees? And yes, I'm sure that it is a problem that exists on both sides. I mean, we made that point earlier also about training. Yeah. Are you offering enough training?
On the end of employers, I think some survey has perhaps indicated that they don't invest enough in training. They don't invest time to train these young graduates to come out. And I also wonder if universities and employers are having any sort of conversations together about what they want and whether universities can actually meet it.
Kamar Nizam says, agree, IT technical, it's all about interest and self-initiative. The challenge is to maintain the interest as you age, and, you know, they age very, very fast. So I think that note about the speed and how much you have to do to keep on learning. I'm all for self-continued learning.
Yeah.
I just want... I guess a little bit more security in this crazy world. And I don't know why I'm coming off sounding so like I'm lamenting things, considering I am not in IT and I never plan to be. I guess just because it's the way the world seems to be going.
Well, it is. I think in the media field as well, it is a concern because we at one time, based on what Facebook was proposing, we saw a pivot to video. And not all of us who had gone through journalism school ever were necessarily equipped with video skills. And now they're switching to something else. I don't know what the next thing is. Is it
journalism?
Mobile journalism? Mm. What is it? I don't know either.
Amma Azili says, I studied engineering back in university. I only did two courses on programming during my first year on the job. It required me to do data management with databases. I basically needed to learn it from scratch. For the past 3 years, I've been involved with projects on software development, job automation, data analytics. The key point is employers need to give the chance to new grads, and new grads also need to have the right attitude and be willing to learn. And both of those, I think, are excellent points. You can continue to WhatsApp us your thoughts, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Are you finding that there is a mismatch between what graduates are equipped with from school and what employers are looking for? I mean, particularly from the IT angle, but also just in general. Let us know. In the meantime, we've got John Lennon with Working Class Hero, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.